kind of go through some stuff. So you got Paddington.
Proud Mary. Taraji's movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. She's kind of on the upswing right now as far as her career is concerned. So hope that continues the trend.
Ooh, The Commuter.
That is the same movie. That's the first you see that. It was called Nonstop.
I was getting ready to say, I said right here when I saw the trailer, I looked at my wife and I'm like, didn't we already see this movie but on a plane? And she said, exactly. And I said, what in the world is going on, Liam Neeson? I mean, I know you got bills to pay, but seriously.
That's another guy who can't stop having kids in a movie.
Liam Neeson?
Yeah. It's like he's always a father in a movie. He's always, like,
he's always a father, and now he's always trying to either solve some mystery on some form of transportation or going to find somebody that's been taken. It's literally the same thing every movie now.
Den of Thieves.
Is that the movie with
50 Cent, O'Shea Jackson, Gerard Butler?
Yeah. I want to go see that. I was talking to my boy Ronald about that. Ronald does a movie smoothie podcast. I was talking to him about that. I want to go see that.
Comes out the 19th.
So, yeah, definitely want to go see that. And also The Maze Runner. So I hope that turns out to be okay.
See, I couldn't get through the second movie.
I like the first movie and positive about the second movie.
All right, let's see. We got 12 Strong, which is...
Yeah, I might go see that, actually.
Slender Man movie.
You got
Black Panther.
A Slender Man movie.
Oh, God.
You got that Red Sparrow movie.
I see what y'all doing.
Non-acting Jennifer Lawrence.
There's nothing wrong with her.
Man, fuck her.
Another Francis Lawrence movie. You got another 50 Shades movie.
No.
In February. Black Panther. Go ahead, Mike.
That's right. Get it ready. Greatest movie of the spring until May 4th.
Yeah.
I'm already predicting it. Kendrick Lamar doing the album. Enough said.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty good.
Barry going to drop a track on it. Y'all know what time it is.
Beast Gang. You got Death Wish, which I hope is actually good because don't screw up Charles Bronson.
Whoa.
Oh, so it is based off the Charles Bronson movies.
Yeah,
the Death Wish series.
Okay. I thought this was like some new concept they were doing with Bruce Willis. I didn't realize it was tied back to those.
You got that Ava DuVernay movie, The Wrinkle in Time.
I'm going to go see that.
Yeah, I'll probably
do just it. Because Ava's a good director. She possibly was going to direct Black Panther, but then they gave it to the right person.
Oh, Jack.
No, I'm not saying that as a shot. I mean, just serious. I think she would have done a good job with it. When they gave it to Ryan, I was like, yeah, that's the right choice.
But then you have the Strangers movie. What do you think about that, James? Pray at Night.
Is it a sequel?
Well, moving on. You got Tomb Raider.
I'll watch it.
I'll go see that.
I like Alicia Vikander.
What is the movie where they are in the cabin and they cannot make a sound?
I know what you're talking about. Conscious Golden or some shit.
Yeah.
Moving on to March, you have Pacific Rim Uprising.
Will not be better than the first one.
But I haven't seen the first one. So
the first one's actually good.
Yeah, the first
one. Watch the first one. That's a good movie.
Ready Player One. So what does everyone think about Ready Player One?
Yes, I'm all about that. I told you to get the book, right? You got that?
Yeah, I bought it. Yeah. Well, I got the Audible book, but yeah. Steven Spielberg, hope you have a coming out party.
I hope this doesn't turn out to be like Avatar, where it's just visually stunning, but the movie just sucks.
Faith, Steven Spielberg puts out pretty good movies, but now, of course, he does stumble a bit at times.
And I guess now you can see you have Marvel's The New Mutants movie.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not feeling that.
Which is supposed to be a horror movie or something.
Yeah, it's supposed to be horror.
And then you have our buddy The Rock and Rampage. Which you should probably fire your agent for that one.
I wouldn't say fire your agent. I think his agent just said we know what kind of movies he's going to make, and here's another one right up your lane.
Yeah.
Big ass monsters, you got to save the city.
Did anyone see the last Cloverfield movie?
Yeah, I did.
No,
I'm not a fan of that.
I actually liked it.
Not a fan of it at all.
And you have one of Mike's favorite movies, Avengers Infinity War. Start clapping.
That's right.
Start clapping.
I'm not going to clap this time. I'm not going to do it. Everybody already knows. May 4th, be there. First showing. Thursday night when that shit premieres, you ought to be in a seat at the movie theater. No question.
Get him out. Take off that man work. Shield.
Put your leave in there. I've already done it on my end. It's no games. Hands down, best movie of 2017. I'm calling it right now, damn it.
So, you got Solo, a Star Wars movie, because they can't call it anything else.
And I've heard that Disney say that they think it's going to bomb. Well, so as Packy pointed out on Facebook, shout out to Packy.
Disney
said episode 9 was going to be good and everybody thought it was terrible. So if they think Solo is going to be bad, Solo might actually end up being good.
Wait. They already said they thought it was on a bomb. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, they did.
They did that shit with John Carter.
John Carter
was a good movie.
Yes.
Yeah, John Carter wasn't a bad movie at all.
Fucked over by Disney, all right? God damn it.
So, moving on, you have Marvel's Deadpool 2.
I need to see another trailer.
You're not feeling it, Mike?
It's not that I'm not feeling it. It's just I've seen pictures and images that don't make any kind of sense, so I need some context so I know what the hell's going on.
And now you have a crossover again because Josh Brolin is now in the Marvel Universe twice.
Yeah. Cable's one character I've always been hyped to see.
Yeah.
All right. And then you have Ocean's 8, which I think the time has passed on those movies.
So I'm not going to lie. The Ocean series is like a guilty pleasure for me. For some reason, I can't turn them off when they come on. I've seen them a million times. I still watch them. So honestly, I will definitely be going to see this.
I would probably say they get worse as they go along. First one is very strong. Second one,
No, I'll agree with that statement. I think it was an honest trailer. They were talking about Fast and Furious. It was like, it's the movie that everybody hates, but you don't turn off when you see it on cable TV. And I bust out laughing because I have plenty of times when I'm flipping through channels and it's on and I end up watching it. And that's how I am with the Ocean's movie. If it's and I hit the movie, I'm literally like, the remote just gets put down. I'm watching it, even though I know every line already.
Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
I like the last one. I know this one's probably not going to be as good as that one. It'll be a popcorn movie. Just dinosaurs and explosions. I'm not looking for anything deep.
So Incredibles 2.
Can't wait. I'm actually really excited for that because The Incredibles is one of my favorite Pixar movies.
That worked on a lot of levels.
I hope that movie is great.
Let me say this. I hope they don't go to the extreme because the other day I watched Anchorman 2 again and I remember saying how the first Anchorman was hilarious and great and they just kind of went completely left with the second one. Trying to do everything to the extreme, and it just didn't work. And I hope Incredibles sticks to what made Incredibles great in the first place.
Another Marvel movie, Marvel's Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I hope so.
Okay, so what Marvel movie have you actually loathed? You felt you got cheated out of your money?
Doctor Strange.
No, so Doctor Strange right now.
Like, you were like, damn, I want money back after that.
And Iron Man 3.
Yeah, Iron Man 3 is terrible.
And Iron Man 2 also.
I'm not as bad on Iron Man 2. I think more because of War Machine, but I mean, I see why people say it's bad, but I'm not as hard on it. Iron Man 3, I can't stand.
This is the whole Mandarin thing?
Yes. Absolutely. Terrible. Terrible, 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 terrible. I don't give a damn what excuse you have. There's no human reason possible why that should have happened on film that way.
I'm going to be honest with you, I was never an Iron Man fan, so like his movies were always gravy for me. It's like, okay, how are they going to do the Mandarin? Because that's like a cliched bullshit. Like, are they going to do the space dragons? Like, I mean, how are they going to do all that?
They should have just done it. Again, it's comic books. It doesn't have to make sense.
Another Purge movie.
Seriously?
What?
Yeah.
I know Matt's going to be like, oh, hell no.
So this one's a prequel.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
It's called The Purge, The Island.
The what?
The Island. The Purge, The Island.
What is it?
Yeah.
Purge Christmas?
What is this, PUBG and shit?
Yeah. I don't know
what you're All right.
Anything like that one.
And then there's another Hotel Transylvania movie, which...
Oh, God.
I don't remember liking the second one. I like the first one.
You like that first one? The one with Adam Sandler?
Yeah. Not that bad. The first one is not that bad. Then you have Mission Impossible 6 with the porn stash that no one wanted to cut.
The infamous mustache that caused Justice League so much problems with CGI.
Basically. It's like, don't screw up our movie.
I'll definitely go see it, though, because like I said, Mission Impossible, I know what to expect every time. So
yeah, Tom Cruise is going to do something stupid, and he's either going to get on a bike or start running.
Yeah, it's going to be some insane stunt that makes no sense, and the only reason why I'm going to be super hyped about it is because I know Tom Cruise actually did it, and I got a respect for that.
And then there's that Predator remake that is supposed to be coming out.
The remake or the continuation of?
No, it's a remake. They're completely rebooting the Predator franchise. Only thing I will say is that if this one is not good, let it go.
Predator's a good franchise, man. The last one with Adrian Brody wasn't bad.
I have seen that recently. Do you like that?
I thought it could continue after that. That would have been fine. So they rebooting it again. Who's the lead?
Olivia Munn, I believe, is in it.
Keegan-Michael Key?
Yeah, he's in it.
The comedian?
Yeah. Yes. I love the way they just said, okay. Like, see, like, what in the hell?
You have Alfie Allen in the movie. You have Sterling K. Brown, which I really like him as an actor.
What movie is this?
Olivia Munn, Von Strahovski from Chuck,
Boyd Holbrook,
Lonnie Monroe, Thomas Jane, Sterling K. Brown, Jake Busey, Keegan-Michael Key. Edward James Olmos. Yeah, it's supposed to be a new concept, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, and they're going to be in the jungle? Like, what?
And Shane Black is directing.
So it's going to be around Christmas time.
We'll see.
So moving on. Favorite of Keep in Mind is Equalizer 2.
Same creative talent, then I'm not going to have a problem, I don't think.
Oh, you're talking about Equalizer with Denzel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely see that.
Oh, the sequel?
Yeah. There's also going to be a Scarface remake.
No.
No, I'm not feeling that.
Why?
No. It should have never been touched.
I think Diego Luna is in that later in the year. There's a Robin Hood movie with Taron Egerton. Why? Did we not learn something from the Russell Crowe one?
What?
There's a Robin Hood remake. Or
how many times do we need Robin Hood?
With Taron Egerton. Exy.
Who I actually like as an actor, but I think he needs to fire his agent. This wasn't a smart decision. Do you know Jamie Foxx is in this Robin Hood movie?
That sounds like a terrible idea. Say, man.
Ben Mendelsohn is in it, too? What is going on?
And then we have that Venom movie. Which
rumor is we're supposed to get a first look at that this week.
So
what movie?
Venom with Tom Hardy.
Yeah, okay.
There's another Halloween movie.
Yeah, I know about that. John Carpenter's actually directing, right?
You don't watch that, right?
Yeah. You know who I am, man.
Yeah, and just because Disney likes to kick people, you have that other version of the Jungle Book that Andy Serkis had directed that was supposed to come out the same time or same year as that Disney Jungle Book movie, and that just didn't happen because he was like, oh, that Disney one's actually pretty good? We can't do that.
Oh, it's called Mowgli. Okay.
Yeah.
Who made these decisions?
So, again, with the Marvel theme, you have Marvel's The X-Men, Dark Phoenix.
That might get canceled, so I'm not going to...
Wow.
You sure about that?
Disney has already said that they are actually considering canceling X-Men Dark Phoenix altogether.
And they're already advertising it, though.
Yeah, but if they watch it and it's that bad, and the plan is that they're going to buy Fox and integrate X-Men into their universe, then it may be more beneficial for them to just cut the loss, get rid of it, and redo it and do it properly. I mean, Apocalypse was not good.
Oscar Isaac is the greatest actor of
all. If you're trying to set a tone with this whole, buying Fox thing and all that, I don't think you want to put out a terrible X-Men movie.
All right, so moving on, there's another How the Grinch Stole Christmas movie.
A sequel or a remake?
It is a remake.
Who's supposed to be the Grinch?
It is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Well, I like him as an actor, but why? What?
Benedict Cumberbatch. This might not turn out that well. Two directors on it. One's kind of known for animation for Despicable Me 2 and Lorax, so another Dr. Seuss movie.
No, it's animated.
Yeah. So you have a Sherlock Holmes movie with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. You have a Sherlock Holmes movie with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. So another movie for Keith and I that I think we just were utterly disappointed in. Fantastic Beasts. The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
The crowd goes mild.
I'll stick with the original Harry Potter stuff.
Well, there's another Wreck-It Ralph movie coming out. Then you have Aquaman. I will watch that. But Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah, because I watched the first one. I thought that was pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Then you have DC Aquaman.
Hell yeah, I'm watching that.
And don't forget, you have a Bumblebee movie coming out. It has a release date of December 21st.
Jesus.
And then you have that Freddie Mercury movie, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think I canceled because
Yeah, I think that still might get done. But, yep, then there's a Mary Poppins movie. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all! So those are your movies for 2018. I really, really hope some of this stuff turns out to be good.